The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Mike Golic, in the last, 15 years, has made enough money to live comfortably.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't need to keep working. Working at that level is very lucrative, and maybe he's just ready to go sit at home. And he's retired from the NFL, and then he's done radio ever since. I mean, the guy's
almost 20 years. 20 years because he did 17 with Greenberg.
He started at ESPN in '98.
Yeah, 22 years.
Wow. That's what a lot of places are doing. And the cool thing is, people are buying, and that's good to see. And obviously, I think there's some omissions, but there's also, like I said, there's a couple breweries that I just don't know enough about for me to say, oh, I'd put these guys in over them. But I think it's a pretty good list, and one of them will be crowned champion on August.
There can be only one.
Until next year.
Yeah. Then there can be another.
But yeah, it's also a credit to how good the scene is now that we're talking about really good breweries that didn't get mentioned.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also get on the Twitch and comment there. Miss the first 2 hours. Pretty much all over the place. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday. And, you threw that out to the people and then said you didn't want to do it.
Well, and I told you during the break, and you agree, it's not the best idea.
You have an opinion on it, and you should share it with the people, and I think the people want to hear it. And it doesn't have to turn into a full-on political thing.
I warned you. I thought that the Supreme Court decision today was odd, mostly because the same people who want to make birth control less accessible are the same people who want to outlaw abortion. And it seems like if I was anti-abortion, I would want birth control to be as accessible as possible, right? Am I crazy?
Well, not that you're crazy, but you're looking at it logically, and that's not what this is about. The people it's not, because this whole topic, which frankly is been overdone, I mean, we had to do stupid debates in college about this. The whole topic is stupid, and here's why. Because it's a religious belief, and it shouldn't be dictating anything. And people can believe those, because if your religion tells you, oh, you shouldn't use birth control. By the way, Catholic Church grew up in it, against abortion, shouldn't use birth control. It's not a contradiction to them. It's a belief. And because of that, no, there is, to them, there is no contradiction. Yeah, to you, because guess what? You're looking at it like a logical human being.
I'm just saying, if the worst thing is abortions, and a lot of people, I'm cluing you guys in on something. That law is never going away. It's not going to change. No matter what politician says, they're going to run on this. It's not going away. Abortions are legal in the United States. They're going to remain legal in the United States. So if that's not going away, and you know that, if you are a religious zealot in some way, and you're like, I don't want anybody, there's some religions who are like, I'm against condoms.
Right.
Abstinence is the only thing. And let's be realistic. That's not going to happen. People aren't going to stop doing it. It's fun. And people like it. It feels good. People are sinners. They're going to do it. So if they're going to do it, and your big thing is let's stop abortion. I mean, doesn't doing it with birth control make more sense? And I got into a discussion about it with people today on Twitter. And the way birth control works is a woman, and this is a science lesson for you boys, a health class, a sex ed lesson. The way birth control works is it stops a woman from ovulating. Thus, there's no egg dropped into the scheme for a sperm, which is what the man puts in there. There's no egg, which is the woman's thing, to fertilize. Therefore, what most people say is life begins at conception. So if no egg ever drops, and conception in a biblical sense to these people means when the sperm wriggles its way inside the egg, thus fertilizing it. That's conception. Okay, if that's your argument, birth control prevents that egg from ever coming into the picture. The sperm goes in there and it's just looking around like, oh, well, there's no egg here. There's no egg. I guess
that's it. Gift. I've had it. I'm going back.
I guess
in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, and then they go, well, I guess I'm just going to die. And that's what happens. Those sperm just die and they don't conceive life. Doesn't that seem like a really great alternative to abortion? That's just me. And I'm a person who I believe in it personally. I don't want the government telling me whether or not my wife could have an abortion if I wanted one. That said, I also live in a Christian household, and I would not want my wife to have an abortion. So I don't believe in abortion. I also don't believe in the government dictating whether or not it's legal. That just seems I don't believe in the government doing or making anything into law that has to do with someone's religious beliefs. I don't think that's right. So it's as a person like that, I would like to see less abortions going on. Sure.
Well,
seems like the way to do it.
I would like to see none. I'm not
sure,
but I'm not. It's not my place to say that. And there are times where, you know, and I do think there is a middle ground, but that's a problem to people. There is no middle ground with this, but there are times when, yeah, you should try to talk to somebody about the alternatives. And maybe they do that enough. Maybe they don't. I don't think so. But the thing is, it shouldn't be the government telling you. And this is one of those things where and a lot of the people who are saying they're against it are the same people say, well, I don't want the government telling me I can't have this.
Right.
And that's the problem. It's not really about less government. It's about less government
for the stuff that you want.
Right.
And you're not worried about, I mean, I don't want government telling me what guns I own, but you're okay telling them what your wife's allowed to do with her body.
And I, you know, I would hope that you'd never have to have them, but there are times when you do for health reasons and it's not just, everybody likes to use it. Well, what if someone's raped? It's not just that. There are health reasons to do it for the woman and for the baby. And this is going to sound harsh. We have too many people on this planet right now. And, you know, people really should think about not breeding for like 10 years, frankly. We don't need any more kids. We don't need any more people on this planet. But that's not going to happen. And I do think that it's just, I respect people's religious beliefs. Those are your beliefs. You can't force them on me. And that's where I draw the line, and that's where I piss people off sometimes, is when I tell them, listen, it may be your belief that you're supposed to try to indoctrinate me in your religion. That ain't my belief. And when I tell you I ain't interested, you need to get the hell out of here because I'm not interested. That's your religion. It's a personal thing. And it's okay to have it. Believe me, I have my own. I don't go around forcing it on people. I don't go around. Well, I mean, if you read Jesus Just Left Chicago, all you have to do is read the sermon at the bar, and that's pretty much what I believe. But you don't shove it down people's throats. It's a personal thing. And I wish more people would realize that and quit trying to tell everybody else what they're supposed to believe.
Well, and here's the other thing. There's a lot of benefits to birth control aside from just stopping babies from happening. I dated a girl who was on birth control because she had terrible pain during her menstrual cycle. And it apparently makes them less painful, and it regulates things. It can make you more on time. It reduces the risk of like uterine cancer and ovarian cysts and things like that. So there are benefits aside from just, you know, I don't want to have a baby, but it really shouldn't even matter to me. I don't know.
No, it doesn't, but it's, again, It's the hypocrisy of our government. It's the hypocrisy of our stupid political parties. That this comes up in every political debate, and frankly, it's meaningless. It really is. It's just to get people riled up one way or the other, and it's you're looking at it logically, and the problem is most people don't, and that's what it is, and you know I'll have people. I got into an argument with a guy one time about, and I didn't want to get drawn into it, but I'll have in person. If you want to have a religious discussion with me, I'm happy to talk to you about it. I really am. I will never do it over the air because it's not my place. I don't feel like it's my place. And it's the same thing I'm saying. I don't want the government telling me what to do when it comes to stuff like this. I don't want your religion to tell me what to do. But I love having debates about getting into theological topics. And
yeah,
I enjoy that in person. But I got, we're a Christian country. And I go, well, no, we're not supposed to be a Christian country. We're supposed to be a country with Christians,
right?
And Muslims and Jews and anybody else. We're supposed to be inclusive. We're not supposed to be a Christian country. And if that's your belief, then I respectfully disagree with you. Because when you start making any country based on religion, then you've got a real problem. Just go look at England fighting the Catholic Church. Go back. I was watching all these documentaries about that. And people being beheaded for being the wrong religion because they weren't the state religion. Or just go look at Iran. If you want us to be a Christian version of Iran, and it really just needs to be separated. And it's okay for you to believe what you believe, but it's not okay for you to make everybody else believe it.
And Panda Legion says we can have an opinion when we're paying for it with tax dollars. Who's paying for birth control with tax dollars? This is talking about employers not covering that without employees' health care. That's my problem with it, and no one's paying tax dollars for company. And by the way, that's the other thing. Be careful what you wish for, because when you say I don't want to pay for this with my tax dollars because my beliefs say this, what happens if I've got a religion now where I believe cancer is good, and now I say, well, you shouldn't be allowed to take your cancer drugs because I think it's great. I'm team cancer, but I mean. You see the absurdity of this.
I am the god of cancer.
Right.
So he says, Fred, what if I know you're going to hell? Don't you want me to help you? Guess what? I might be a Christian who doesn't believe in hell. So, sorry.
Well, that's a new one.
No, it's not that new. It's actually, but no, I'm sorry. I don't believe in the concept of hell. So you wanting to help me isn't going to do you any good. And maybe, and again, that may be part of your religion to try to help people who feel that way. And I will just respectfully tell you, not my belief. So you're wasting your time, but that's okay. Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. I don't think that was that bad. I really don't.
Okay.
Tyler, you be the judge.
It was a healthy discussion.
Okay.
Quick break. Next, we'll discuss Kanye as a presidential candidate.
No, we won't. Hey,
you'll talk a lot of nonsense, but not that.
I indulge you on that one. Okay.
Fair enough.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Two follow-up texts that I want to get to. 315, I'm very against abortion, but I'm completely okay with birth control. With that, to say abortion is a religious belief is just plain wrong. Is thinking murder is bad purely a religious belief? Well, first off, if you're not basing it on your religious beliefs, you just think that it's murder, and that's your belief, then I'm not going to argue with you about that.
But the reality is the laws of the land say that abortion is not murder.
Well, but I mean, if you're entitled to believe that,
of course,
and I want to make it clear, nobody here is pro-abortion.
No.
let's make that clear. So, I mean, if that's your belief, okay, I'm not gonna sit here and try to change your mind, just like you shouldn't try to change mine. But I would also submit that almost all of the people who are militant about it, it's based on their religious beliefs. And if you want to dispute that, that's okay. But that's the argument I've heard for my entire life. And the other one, I just wanted to get back to the person who said, what if I know you're going to hell? Don't you want me to help you? So you're God? If there was a hell, you would be the one determining? You know I'm going to hell? It's funny because 281 says, I have a... now I've hit the wrong button on his text because I've got a Pentecostal mother-in-law who's been pushing her religion on me for years. She said, I'm going to go to hell if I don't convert. So when she comes over, I break out the guitar and play Highway to Hell for her. That's the thing. How do you guys get to determine who's going to hell? How is that your choice? That's the crazy. And 49 says, a problem, Fred, is so many Christians think they're qualified to do God's job. Well, that's the thing. You're making decisions for other people. And... you know, hey, man, I make no apologies for my life. I really don't. I don't do everything right. Don't pretend to. Try to do enough good stuff to make up for it. In the end, I hope that, if there's nothing out there, I led a good life. If there is, then I think I'll make a good case for myself. And if not, I can just say, man, I knew a lot of really good people like A.J. Hoffman. You should let me in.
Yeah, he's all right.
It's a cool club. I also think that, I think we've talked about the concept of, I believe that people should be allowed to do whatever they want as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. Although I got to admit, sometimes we change our opinion. I'm changing my opinion on that a little bit. This whole Rona thing where all we did was ask people to wear masks in public and they wouldn't do it and it got worse. Sometimes it makes me think we need more legislation. Yeah. Now I'm totally conflicted. This is why the Rona has really screwed me up. And I need some help now. Maybe I need a therapist. But I don't trust our government for anything. I mean, I think our politicians suck. The whole thing needs to be just overhauled completely. But I don't trust people now either. Because
who do you trust, friend?
Ancient
alien?
Ancient alien theorists suggest this was going to happen. No, I don't know, man. It's like I think it's social media getting to me. I think it's the fact that, you know, you brought up the stories yesterday, the people who just still won't do the mask thing. Okay, that's your fine. That's your right. I really think I need Thanos in my life. I'm really to that point. Or an alien of some kind to come here and say, all right, you know what? We need to clear off a good chunk of people. And I would be happy to help them. And so, you know what? Can I help with this? Let's go to Twitter. Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So now I get people asking me, why don't I believe in hell and stuff like that? So, listen, I'm happy to have those conversations with you in person.
Just not on the air.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because it's not the place for it. It's... my beliefs are not something I'm trying to force on anybody. I want everybody to have their own thoughts. And yeah, if you do think it's murder and that's your belief, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you over it. And, you know, that's everybody has to have beliefs. So my buddy manages for a restaurant told me a story about a grown man ripping into the 16-year-old host for enforcing the rule to wear a mask, put in her 2 weeks the next day. It was her first job. Hey, man, bleep that.
Yeah. People suck.
Yeah, well, and I wish we lived in a world where where people actually were considerate of other people. But I see less and less of that as this thing goes on and people get more emotional. But what are you going to do? So I said, I wanted to ask you to pass along to listeners. Great friend, many of ours, is 25-year-old vet of HPD is in ICU fighting for his life.
Damn, what happened?
Says, if you can let Blitzers know, Sergeant, I think it's Bazan or Bazan, B-A-Z-A-N, needs major thoughts and prayers. It'd be appreciated. It's been deteriorating the last few days. Want to make sure We're doing what we can for our first responders, especially given the time he served Houston. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Man, you know, that's the other thing. The firefighters and the policemen and all of our first responders, they're getting exposed to this stuff all the time on top of everything else they do. So, you know. And 281 says, I'm not God, but the Bible, Word of God, says you will. All you've got to do is read it. You sound cool and all, but when you face God, I hope you're right. Listen, brother. Tell you what.
But again, that's on Fred.
That's my choice, not yours. And if you want to get into this Word of God discussion with me, I'll tell you what. You go read how the Bible was written and who wrote it, and then come back to me. And then go read it in its original, before it was translated three times, and then get back to me about exactly what it says, because you don't know. Hate to break it to you. And I have several books I can point you to that will give you all that information. That's another thing. I hate when people say this is the Word of God. No, it's not.
Well, I also hate when, like, someone who is religious tells someone who isn't that, oh, well, you're going to see when God gets, and then they're like, yeah, I just told you I don't believe in God. That's like me saying, like,
but I didn't say that. I just said, right.
But I hate when anyone tries to bully someone like that with religious things. Like, listen, that's on them.
And the Bible is open to interpretation. Okay. It is not hard and fast. Believe me. And you can believe it is. Go right ahead. I've chosen to take a different path on that. So, you know, that's your choice, but don't bring it to me. Yeah, and if you guys want the list of books, just email me. I'll be happy to send them to you. There's a bunch of great ones. And, I mean, this impression that God popped down and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to write this real quick for you guys. Not quite how it worked. That's not it. Somebody had to write it.
Yeah. Listen, I believe everyone should have, I mean, whatever you want to believe is cool. We just got to be careful about making it laws for everyone.
And, yeah, and... Please.
Like, just police your own household, man.
And how about this? Instead of telling me I'm going to hell because you're God, how about you respect my beliefs and I respect yours? Because, I respect your right to believe that every word in that book is the Word of God. That's your right, and that's cool. But how about respect my right to live my life?
And I think the thing that is kind of the weirdest about this whole thing, like, you have a daughter. At some point, I mean, I don't know this for sure. I don't know Katie in a super personal sense, but I'm sure at some point she started taking birth control. Like, I've never understood, and I don't have a daughter, so, you know, forgive me if this is a weird thing for some people, but there are dads who will be like, she's not taking birth control. Like, won't let their daughters get on birth control. And there's, I mean... That's a dangerous game you're playing.
Well, it's to me, there's three parts to this. And the first is, as a parent, you can do so much, right? And you know this. I mean, your kids are at that age where they're about to get into that. And I'm sure your oldest is already acting like a teenager.
Yeah.
And they're so much more advanced than we were. I hate to say that. But when my kids were 10 or 11, they were acting like I was when I was 18. And saying things. I mean, they're smarter. They're better educated. They've got access to everything. So they're going to get it. I mean, somebody's going to tell them. And so we insisted on them. They went to sex ed classes at their schools that were arranged for kids. And then we talked to them about it. And, you know, my preference is, no, I hope you don't do it. You know, it's as a parent, you don't want to think about that. But, hey, you also have to make your own decisions. And if you do... then you need to know about this stuff. And I think that's all, you know, I don't know if that makes it right or wrong, but, you know, I mean, that's all you can do is spell it out. It's the same thing I did when it came to weed. I told them, listen, you guys are going to, if you guys decide you want to try this, that's your right. I'd rather you not. Don't do it just because I do it. That would be stupid. But if you are going to do it, let me get you some good stuff and you try it that way. Don't get that crap from your friends. You don't know what you're getting. And neither one of them have ever expressed any interest at all. And of course, they could just be embarrassed to ask their dad for
right.
me. But I've tried to talk to them about all that stuff and just say, listen, if this is your choice, ask me about it. Because believe me, I've smoked enough weed to tell you what it can do to you, good and bad. I've had enough sexual relations to know what it can do to you, good and bad. But just talk to me about it. And I'm not going to try to talk you out of things or tell you what not to do. I'll just tell you what I would do in that situation. And then you make the choice for yourself.
Simple as that.
But it doesn't always work.
You know what does always work, Fred? Carbach. Carbach always works. It is delicious. It is sweet, sweet nectar of the gods. And after a long, hard day of arguing with people over Supreme Court decisions, nothing hit the spot better than a good old Carbach. Something for everybody in the lineup. They've got the little cello and the Vive cello, which I actually am not a big fan of that style of beer, but I took it out on the river when it's super hot. There's not much more refreshing than that, I'll be honest. They've got a ton of IPAs to choose from Hopadillo to Rodeo Clown to the Light Circus, and they're all extremely different. And, of course, they've got Love Street and Crawford Bock. Something for everybody. Like I said, guys, you need to get out there and get you some. They're always available in your grocers or your gas stations. And, you know, you've got to go to the grocery store. You got to eat. Or you're getting food delivered. Listen, when you get that food, get what you really need to go with food. It's Carbach beer. That's what everyone needs. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what the latest thing happening out at the brewery is. And when you're out at that grocery store, unless you want to die of dehydration, grab yourself some Carbach.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Okay, one says, bleep, we need some sports in our lives, talking real bleep today. You know what? We do that sometimes, and I'm okay with it. And can I address one more thing here? Because I
address away.
I think it's a fair criticism of me personally, and I just want to maybe at least give my thinking on it, and you can think what you want. But basically, the guy says you dismiss and make fun of conspiracy theorists all the time, like the astronauts and flat earthers. And yet you also say to question everything. Let me try to that on the surface, yes, hypocritical.
But flat earthers have questioned things for a long time, and it's pretty proven.
Well, and that's kind of what I want to get to. I've always believed in existentialism, and I go back to Rene Descartes, and everybody's heard the phrase, I think therefore I am. I don't know if they know where it came from, but his thing was, how do I know anything is real? How do I know anything exists? And the first thought is, I think, therefore I exist. Because I have a consciousness, I exist. And you start with that. And I highly recommend this in your whole life, man. Just tear everything out and start from scratch. And it's hard to do because you've already got a template there. That, especially when it comes to your religious beliefs. It's like when I first did it, I went right back to Catholicism because that's what you've grown up with. But tear everything down and then look at everything separately and logically and build your belief system from there. To me, I've seen enough evidence that the Earth is round. I've talked to an actual astronaut who was in the space shuttle, who I went to college with. So I believe him personally. So that's, you know, at most of these things, that's why you do as much research as you can. And like, yeah, I'm fascinated by the whole alien thing, but I'm watching everything I can to try to get something that makes me want to believe in it. I'm not there yet, but I encourage people to do that in everything, whether it's a religious belief. And I've been kind of blessed in my life to be exposed to a bunch of different religions, mostly because I've been married so many times. But I grew up Catholic. I was married to a Southern Baptist. I was married to a Jewish woman. I have cousins who are Muslims. I've been exposed to everything. And that made me kind of just, all right, what do I really believe? And so you build it up from there and you... Yeah, in some cases, it's what you do in your own mind. Like what religion you choose may have something to do with your community or your family. And that's great. And that belief system, do you have to buy into it 100%? It's kind of like your politicians. Do you have to buy in 100%? But so it's okay to question things and you should question things. But at some point, you have to think, therefore you are. You have to start building a system. You have to start building who you are off of that. It also you're allowed to change your mind.
Yeah.
That's all. So if I am being hypocritical, then I totally apologize. It's not the point. That's just how I approach things. And that's why, yes, if I make fun, and I do have fun making fun of people. I mean, that's part of the job. So, a lot of people ask for my email, fower975@gmail.com. TaylorMade says, tell Fred awesome recommendation on Lilyhammer. Watched half the first season last night. I'm telling you, you guys got to get on this. So, yeah.
Well, when my wife and kids are in Oregon, I'm sure I'll have a stretch of time.
You will love it.
All right.
You will love it.
All right.
It's actually given me an idea for something. And I have a friend in Australia that I've been talking about co-writing something with. And so he and I are working on a concept that would be kind of cool about an American gambler who winds up in Australia running from his ex-wife. And where he's got some ties in with Netflix, so he wants to do it as a show. So I'm kind of excited about it. I think it's something that once we get past the Rona, I might actually get to fly down to Australia and work with him on it, which would be cool. But it kind of got me something there. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. The end of the world's coming again in December. They keep changing that Mayan calendar. Don't you love that? It's going to be December now, guys. Of course, now I'm starting to believe it's possible. Again, you can change your beliefs. It's all right. But based on research, man. Yeah, see, now I feel like I brought the show down.
I mean,
you started it.
Tyler, I warned him, right? I didn't think it was a great idea.
No, but see, I go ahead, Tyler.
Oh, you have to turn your microphone on.
I did.
No, now you have.
Yeah, go ahead. There we go.
Yeah, you gave him a fair warning.
Okay.
No, but I also, I do think that these things can be a starting point for us to have conversations about things that are related and more important. And that's all. And it's like I said, I'm not trying to tell people how to think. I really hope that's not the case. I'm just trying to explain why I feel differently about things.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good topic to start that. But we're also not talking, not calling people dickweeds and things like that, which is always funny to me. But I kind of feel like this is a serious enough subject that I shouldn't be doing that, right? That's all. Matt said, wife and I just finished Banshee. Love the series. Next recommendation. Guys, Banshee's kind of our gold standard. Once you've watched that, it's so hard for me to say, what about that? But I do highly recommend Lilyhammer. If you like mafia movies at all, if you like The Sopranos, then just picture Silvio, his character, what would have happened next. And I think you guys will like it. It's I thought it was fantastic. It's probably it's certainly in my top 10 shows of all time now. That's how good it was. But I like mafia stuff, and that's I'm fascinated by it, but Italian mafia stuff in particular. But this one, I'll just give you an overview without any spoilers. He's a guy who gets passed over for being the boss in New York. So he goes to the feds, and they ask him where he wants to go into Wittpro, and he says Lilyhammer, which he calls it Lily, like, and that's still a Lilyhammer, and so that's why the name of it. That's why the name kind of threw me off. I said, this looks stupid. Because he saw the Olympics there in 94. And so that's where he goes. And then, of course, proceeds to start recruiting all the Norwegians to form his own mob. And it's hilarious. So, and it's just him being Silvio doing this. It so bummed me out that thing ended after three seasons. Although it ends very well. But I would have loved for it to keep going. But, hey, Banshee was only four. I think the best ones, they... Yeah, you could kind of tell. It's kind of like Sneaky Pete. when it ended. Yeah. It's like you could tell that, you know what, I don't know that we have any more stories with this.
We're running out of juice here.
Yeah, and I think that was what was happening here. But I think they could have done more. Anyway, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is the last segment.
Jeez. What?
That can't be right.
What?
I'm not,
hell am I going to do with the rest of my day?
I'm not prepared to do deaths. I've got deaths, but I'm not prepared to do deaths because I don't think the show should be over. Kind of feel like we had this momentum going. Yeah, I brought Rene Descartes to the program today. Come on. I got to talk a little philosophy.
He might be on death.
Oh, okay. We'll check that then. No, he's not? Fine. Do you have any philosophers on death so that I can break down maybe something they said?
I don't think so. There are some famous authors on there, though.
You know, I had a minor in philosophy. If I go back and get 3 more hours, I can get another degree.
Oh, talk, well, look at you, fancy boy.
It's think about how useful that is, AJ. I got the most useful degrees in the world. No. Communications and with a minor in philosophy.
Yeah.
And English. I was English for the longest time, which, yeah, that a lot of Shakespeare. Really useful in today's society.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Mine's in audio engineering and music management. So
at least audio engineering kind of plays into radio.
Yeah, because I'm always in there on the board, right, Tyler? I'm always...
Yeah, you're so good at running the board. When we pepper sprayed Jong, you weren't able to do it.
Dude, that's the... And I admit my biggest weakness as a program director is I'm awful with the technical aspect of things. I have to lean on Tyler heavily for that. And that's, I mean, it's a big reason why Tyler was the choice for assistant program director.
Yeah, you know what? And he's damn good at his job, I must say.
He's all right.
I think he does a good job. One of these days, though, whenever we have a disagreement, and you always say, let's ask Tyler what he thinks. When he finally agrees with me, then I'll tell him he's doing a great job.
That will never happen.
I know it'll never happen because you're his boss.
It'll never happen.
He's not a dumb.
He'll be dead to me.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop my beer gravy train because he gives me beer every once in a while.
Well, hey, I give you beer. Just admit it. It's your boss. You don't want to piss off your boss.
Yeah.
Especially now in this job market. So it's okay. I respect that.
It is tough out there.
It is. All right. I put off deaths as long as I can. 2020. I know you have comment on this. Charlie Daniels, dead at 83.
Is it 2 days, 3 days later after he died? Is it safe to talk about his weird tweeting habits, or is that still...
Well, you're ahead of the game on that, so...
Well, I pointed out on Twitter, I am not going to talk about Mary Kay Letourneau raping a 12-year-old when she was 34 because she died today. And it
also
would be...
I forgot to put her on there. So.
That's okay. Yeah. Texter told us all about it. She died at 58.
It would be really inappropriate for me to point out that she raped a 12-year-old when she was 34 because she died today. So, you know, RIP, respect. I'm not looking for any heat. So I'm not going to even talk about the fact that she raped a 12-year-old when she was 34.
Because that would be wrong of you.
That would be wrong.
1994, Dick Sargent from Bewitched. Dead at 64.
I like to call him Big.
Was he the first Dick or the second Dick? Because there was a Dick York and a Dick Sargent.
I think they go in alphabetical order, if I'm not mistaken.
Sargent and York?
Okay. Yeah.
World covers
just
that.
Trying to get these Dicks in order here. Andy Griffith in 2012. 86. That's a good run.
Yeah.
1997, Jimmy Stewart. Dead at 89. That's a good run. I hated him dying, though, because that was one of the few impressions I could do. It's a wonderful life, AJ. Marlon Brando. See, and it's useless now because
no one knows.
Like maybe at Christmas, somebody watches it and said, "Hey, I remember when Fred did an impression of that guy."
Well, that's like when I dedicated my life to knowing everything possible about the television show Alf, and now, like, I thought, you know, going forward, there was, like, Seinfeld and The Simpsons always have trivia night. Simpsons trivia, Seinfeld trivia. I've literally never found an Alf trivia night, and I wasted a lot of my time.
You could start one.
Well,
I could, but guess who would win?
Oh, yeah.
Don't give up. Alf could make a comeback, AJ, with all these aliens out there that everybody's talking
but
about.
But I only know about OG Alf. I don't know anything about new Alf.
Well, no, it'll just come back on in reruns. All these shows come back. Marlon Brando, 2004.
Is he a great big fat person?
At the end, yes, he was. We were talking about him last week for some weird reason. 2015, Ken the Snake Stabler dies at 69. That was a well-used 69 years, though. Ted Williams, 84. His head's still alive, though.
Yeah.
Steve McNair, 36 years old in 2009. Shot by a chick.
Careful.
On the 4th of July.
Careful who you side piece with.
1826, Thomas Jefferson, dead at 83, who was... Now, if you haven't seen Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, big part of Hamilton.
Yeah, and by the way, is there... So, it's funny that Hamilton is so huge right now, and I loved it, by the way. But while all these white people are quitting their jobs as where they were playing black cartoon characters, it's okay for black people to play Thomas Jefferson and, you know, Aaron Burr and all
we never got this, but Halle Berry because of a backlash, won't play a transgender person now. Did you see that?
It's acting. Like, who cares what color you are?
That's the beauty of it, acting. If you can act like somebody, especially if they're a different race, then you're doing a good job, or a different gender. I mean...
And honestly, that was probably the closest thing to real-life Thomas Jefferson I've ever seen. That's exactly what I think Thomas Jefferson was probably like.
Well, because I've never actually seen anything close to real life Thomas Jefferson.
That's also true.
Because he died on this week in whatever year it was. Because I've already turned the page. I'm trying to find some interesting ones here because I know we're running out of time. Ernest Hemingway, 1961, wrote The Old Man and the Sea. And he was... No, I'm not going to do that one. Killed himself at 61. One of my influences as a writer... Because you know, he was started as a journalist. And,
I hope he keeps influencing you all the way to the grave.
I'm an old man, and if I die in the sea, then Roy Rogers' horse Trigger died in 1965 at the age of 25.
R.I.P.
Okay, here's your best deaths. We're going to blast through these. Betty Ford, 2011, mainly because she founded the Betty Ford Clinic. I think most people don't even realize she was First Lady of the United States.
Well, yeah.
93 years old. Ernest Borgnine.
Was Gerald a big drinker?
I don't know. All I know is...
Like, what made her so committed to that cause?
He seemed like he would be, right? Of course, we hardly knew him.
We hardly knew Gerald Ford.
It was not a good run for him on as a president. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Thank you.
In 1930, who wrote Sherlock Holmes.
One of the most famous Arthurs of all time.
Who people in Houston will know this guy. Kenneth Lay, CEO and chairman of Enron, 2006.
Yeah, got him.
That's still a dirty word around here. Barry White, 2003. We already had Barry White mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Morrison, 1971. If he's really dead.
Is that a rumor that he's not dead?
He broke on through to the other side at the age of 27. Yeah, that was a rumor forever.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I just always assumed he was dead, and that was the end of that.
Nostradamus, not the greatest prophet because he died in 1566 and obviously didn't know. All right, here's your porn stars. 1995, Alex Jordan died from, doesn't have an age. We don't have ages.
It always makes it tough.
I know,
man.
We don't have ages.
I'll go with car accident.
Self-inflicted asphyxiation by hanging.
Oof, that's a bad way to go.
Beer Bond Tree on July 2nd.
Is that a
2017, Beer Bond Tree.
Or that's a dude guy. It was a guy. I just thought his name was funny, so I put it on.
Okay, up. I'm going to go with a car accident.
It says medical, which could be anything, so I'm going to give you a point. Car Thank accident. You. And 2012, Holly Stevens on July 3rd.
No age?
None of them have ages.
Drug overdose.
Breast cancer, which had spread to her liver, bones, and brain. I'm going to go with caused by drug overdose.
Yep.
And give you points. And that is your deaths. So. Somebody asked, did you ever check out Upload? I had no interest based on the previews, but really liked. No, I watched that. It was good. I'll watch season two if there is one. That was interesting. All right. Guess what? We are done. And I'm just glad we're done.
It's a good good day to be done.
Yeah, yeah. Braddock and Creighton up next. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!